Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team. Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another exciting episode. Tonight we have Mercer Toomey. How are we doing tonight, Mercer?
I'm good. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing real good. So, got your belly full now. You're yeah. Relaxed. Are you ready to tell the world about yourself?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good. Well, let's tell you about yourself then.
I was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. Lived there till I was 3. Then we moved down south to Charleston. My father had a catering business. We did a lot of that when I was younger. Started playing hockey when I was 4. I just kind of been playing ever since. My parents started. They got me into it, and I just never stopped.
Did you start playing hockey in Ohio or in Charleston?
I started skating in Ohio, but I started really playing hockey in Charleston, which is weird because their programs aren't very good. So kind of wild I'm here in the first place.
Was it just a local kids club thing, or yeah, was it part of the school, or?
It was, there's one rink in Charleston called the Carolina Ice Palace, and they had CYHA, Charleston Youth Hockey Association. There's like 6 house teams for each age group, and then one or two travel teams. They're usually like A and B instead of the, you know, AAA, AA.
Right.
A. But, I got lucky because when I was 15, we had the Colonials, who used to be a junior team, and they became, that was their inaugural year. They were pretty good. So we had a 16U team, and I was on that. That, I guess, that helped me develop. And then I moved out when I was 16, played in New Hampshire, met Zach Orwig. Zach Orwig came here when he was nice and ready to. Now that's why I'm here.
So. I heard you also was down in Atlanta.
Yeah, last year for a little bit. I finished the season down there. Not really Atlanta, it was Lawrenceville.
Okay.
Close enough. It's right. Like 30 minutes outside.
Yep. Atlanta's big enough that it encompasses all that.
Yeah, there's a good 100-mile radius of Atlanta.
What about your family? Got siblings?
Yeah, I got 2 younger sisters. The middle one is Maggie, and the younger one is Camille. And I have an older half-brother named Hunter. 2 parents, as the normal goes. Camille, the youngest one, is still playing. Everybody used to play, but Hunter only did until he was like 10, and he played basketball because he was a, you know, freak of height, freak of nature. Then Maggie stopped because she's more interested in band, you know, the school stuff. She's like, good on her. And Camille, she's going to be a goalie. That's what she wants to do.
Oh.
For now, at least.
How old is she?
What a tough one. 15 right now. About to be 16.
So is she wanting to go to college to play, or?
I don't know. She's deciding between a couple, few things. But I don't know. For a while, this is what she's been wanting to do. But,
good.
Other than that, not sure yet. She hasn't told me much.
So throughout your hockey career, do you have any memorable games?
Yeah, I got a couple. There was one game in 16U. We were in Vegas, I was playing for the Charleston Colonials, and we were like down 4-2 or 4-3 in the third period. We came back and we scored a go-ahead goal with like 0.7 seconds left. I have the clip on my phone still. It's crazy. It was a crazy feeling. I was on the ice for that. That was
well, especially after in Vegas.
Yeah, it was just a fun weekend, fun tournament. And that capped it off. So that was a good time. I remember when I think it was 2021, 2022, might have been the year before that. But it was Austin Ice Bats inaugural year. That's where I started in juniors, and we haven't won a game like all season. We might have won one. But then it was Halloween night, and we played the Texas Roadrunners, and we beat them in overtime. And that was like, I don't know if it was a fluke or not, but never won another game after that. that was just cool because it was like, I don't know, it was the first home win for that team. That was just a good feeling. I don't have much more.
Nothing about a single game record for penalties.
No, I do remember that game. I do. What was it, 29?
No, if I remember right, it was something about, what was it, 50?
No way.
That's one.
No, that's absurd. 50. That's I remember there was one. My first game with Atlanta was 29 minutes. Because I had gotten like a 2 and a 10 and then a 5 and a 10 for fighting. I don't know. It was something absurd. The refereeing was terrible. Lot of, I want to say BS, but you know, I probably deserve
it. Would you like to know the exact number?
Yeah, what was the exact number?
45.
45.
I got that information from a reliable source.
I know exactly who the reliable source is too, so. You should probably check his facts. I don't know if that's right. That can't be right.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to look into that then.
Yeah, no, I'd like to know exactly what game. Because that.
Well, he didn't tell me which game it was. He just said that it was, you know.
45 minutes.
45 minutes. That was a bad night.
We probably were getting smoked. Yeah. We were probably getting smoked.
So what's your plans for after hockey?
I want to go to college. I want to play hockey in college. And I am not too sure what I want to do after that. I don't even know if I want to do that entirely, completely anyways. I kind of want to go overseas and see if I can play out there. There's a lot of choices that I need to make, a lot of decisions. But, I'd say either, like, I'd like Ohio University, Bobcats. I would like to go there and play Ottawa or Oswego State, something like that. More like Midwest, a little bit closer to home, but still like in the good hockey regions. I don't really want to go back and play USC, South Carolina hockey. It's not really my end goal.
You want to go back and be a Gamecock?
Not really. Not yet. You know, maybe my feelings change, but not yet. I want to go somewhere else.
So if you did go to college, what would you go for?
I can't decide. I'm like really infatuated with planes and how they work. Like, I don't know, cargo, carrying shit, stuff. Am I allowed to curse? Probably not.
Oh, it's hockey.
Yeah. I've always thought about the military. I like Navy SEALs, and I'm interested in that. I know it's really tough. Like, that's a very big commitment. But I think, like, even trying to acknowledge that and, like, still trying to compete and do that would be pretty cool. But I don't know. I don't really want to be on like a desk job, go sit somewhere and do somebody's taxes and count numbers and crunch somebody else's money. It's not really what I want to do. And I kind of want like whatever I do to mean something. So I'm just kind of figuring out what I want it to mean.
Well, you know, I'm 56 and I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do.
Right. And it doesn't stop. Oh, no. It's never going to stop.
No, it doesn't.
But like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I have to do hockey. And I like that's a good thing, I think. Like a calling almost.
Yeah.
So
well, especially while you're young and you can and,
yeah, I'd like to play as long as I can. I think that's right now that's where I'm at.
Okay. Well, so, that's good enough. I mean right. You know. Because you never know where it's gonna lead you. I mean you never know. You might be the next Connor Bedardo.
He's younger than me, actually. I no. might be the whole cow. Isn't that crazy?
Right?
Oh. Yeah, I'm done.
Oh. So what about a favorite team bonding moment?
Ooh. Any team?
Any team.
Oh. No, there's a lot of teams. I you know what? I was at Kathy's house. Kathy's cabin was pretty cool. That was one of the best team trips I think I've taken.
Up here at Lincoln?
Yeah. No, that was very cool. Like, the mountain that we got to walk up was super nice. Kathy was nice. The food was good. You know, just being with all the guys, camping out, being miserable in the woods together. That was pretty cool. So
Was it you that I was told was scared of the coyotes?
No, that was my tent mate. That was Garen Narvaez.
Oh, Garen, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
was him. He was okay. Like, he was asking me how far are they, like where are they at. But no, Cole and Blake were right next to us, so they probably heard all that too. He was pretty scared of them.
Yeah.
No, it was funny. He's from Arizona too. Like, you think they would know what a coyote is?
Well, they got more, you know, javelinas and stuff like that out there.
Sure.
You know.
They might.
They snort. They don't really howl. Wasn't worried about no grizzlies up there?
No.
No?
Well, they told us to worry about them, yeah. But I wasn't really worried about them.
Yeah, pretty much you got to worry about them anywhere. And
I just know I wasn't the slowest guy out there.
That's what matters, so, right? Yeah. There. Yep. As long as you can outrun everybody else,
right.
You're good to go.
That's all you got to do.
So who's your favorite hockey team?
New York Rangers. My mom's from New York. She's from Syracuse, so I'm always been a New York fan. My dad's from Cincinnati, so we got Cincinnati for football. I think that's really the only two sports I follow is hockey and football. Okay. Sometimes basketball. I'll watch a basketball game, but I don't really care about it.
Did you know that in 1956, the Great Falls Americans went to Syracuse and won the national championship?
I did not know that.
Yep.
That's a crazy fact.
Yep.
What was that year?
1956.
Huh. That's a long time ago.
I'll show you some pictures later of them guys. Them was some hard-looking dudes.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, they didn't wear no face masks or nothing like that.
Not that pansy shit.
No. They're all standing there. There's a couple of them.
They're smiling.
Know, yeah, man. Smiling, missing half their teeth. And
yeah. Jolly Giants.
Yep.
Good old boys.
So who's your favorite player?
Cale Makar.
How come?
I like the way he like moves his feet. It's crazy. It's mesmerizing. His footwork's crazy. The way he can like walk across the line and rip a puck around people I love watching it. I wish I could do that. You know.
Lots of practice.
Yeah, I know. We're working on it right now. That's what I'm doing.
There you go. What about your favorite stick?
The CCM. Ribcore. Yeah, wait. Ribcore trigger. 7, trigger 7, trigger 8. Those were like the sweet spot. Those are good.
How come?
They had the low kick point, mid taper, and it just like the way the puck released was, I don't know. It just felt like really good. It wasn't too whippy. Maybe it was like the flex I was using and how old I was, but I don't know. They're like the holy grail in my mind. Okay. I can't find them anymore ever.
Hmm. What color are tape?
It doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to you?
Yeah, white, black.
Got any, like a, any kind of hockey superstitions or?
If I'm playing bad, I usually change something up. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just like something small. Like if I have black tape on, I'll have white tape next time. Or if my chin strap is white, I'll put black tape on it. Or I don't know. It could be the most smallest things, but I'll switch it and it's usually a placebo in my mind. It helps me like get out of a rut.
Okay.
You know, like something's different. Like I wore different socks today. I'm not wearing my normal tights. Stuff like that.
Okay. What about pet peeves?
Ooh, anything or like just in hockey?
Just in hockey. In general, yeah.
I know it might be a hot take, but I really don't like when guys take out the first eyelet and then make the tongue flat. Like Bertuzzi, I think he used to do it. that's, I know that's an NHL guy. Like, it's okay for him, but like, we're not there. So, you know, just tuck your tongues.
So what's the deal with the having the tongue flat out?
I don't know. I don't like the way it looks. I mean, it's probably just like a me thing. I'm being really picky, but I don't know that, like when you put too much sock tape on, like there's a fine amount. There's like a good amount and then there's a way too much. That's pretty buggy. I don't know. Not much else.
Not much else?
No. I don't think I'm a very... You can't really piss me off.
Easily. Are you big into chirping or...
Oh, yeah. Heavily. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do.
Like to irritate the opponent?
Absolutely. I'd love to be right up in their ear and basically, you know, just give them a little kiss. But... No, it's super fun. That's like my favorite thing to do.
Does the chirping ever get to you?
No, not really. Cause like I could do better. So I just, you know, I'll give it a couple seconds and I'll think of something better and skate back by them. I usually laugh at what they say cause it doesn't make any sense.
How many fights have you had in hockey?
Like 3 or 4. Not many. There's one in Atlanta, one in Raleigh. And I think there might be 2 in Austin. And there's one in Cincinnati, actually. So 6.
6.
6.
Wins, losses?
Probably a split.
Draws?
Split.
How old was you when you had your first one?
17. It wasn't a good one, but it was one.
Well, your first one usually isn't a good one.
No. I don't think I even dropped my gloves, really.
Do you remember who was it against?
The Louisiana Drillers. They're a bunch of scumbags. So they, you know, they just deserved everything.
what's your favorite food?
I'm a big seafood guy. I love seafood. I like tacos. I don't know, I'm kind of like a trash compactor. I'll eat everything. But
that's what your dad said.
I like chicken wings, tacos, steak, good cheeseburger will get me going.
What about before a game?
Before a game, I like to carb up. So like the night before, I'll have a lot of pasta. And then that day, I'll have like mostly like bread and some more of that pasta. Just kind of load up on the carbs. Fiber.
Fiber?
Yeah, fiber and carbs.
Okay. What about, you got a favorite jersey?
Ooh. I would say the old Colonials jerseys, because they were really nice. I don't know, they were just well done. They're all like knit, super fancy. Only used them for a year, then folded. So it's like, you'll never see it again. So that's probably why. It's like super rare now, to me at least. In the junior tier 3 community, that's rare, I guess.
Okay. So 5 years from now, where would you like to see yourself?
5 years. I'd like to say I just completed 4 years at a prestigious NCAA D3, and I just signed somewhere in Sweden, and I'm getting ready to hike out there for my second season. Because you said 5 years, so that's 4 of college, 1 of, yeah, that's where I think so. That's where I'd like to see myself.
That's pretty detailed for off the cuff.
Yeah.
Why Sweden?
Because they have a Swedish 1, 2, and 3 league, so there's a lot of I guess minor professional hockey there. So it's easy to, not easy, but it's better for you to climb up their ladder and like develop yourself as a professional player more. So I feel like taking that route would be beneficial, especially after college.
Where would you not go if offered?
Like in what kind of way? Like in a,
well, if, yeah, you know, if, whether it be the WHL or, you know,
I don't know. Probably Danbury. In the Fed, Danbury. I heard they don't do very well with their players, but Probably. I don't know. I don't know if there's really like a place I would say no to. I would just like the opportunity to play and get, you know, a little bit of money for it. That's kind of crazy.
So if you got offered a spot in Siberia.
Yeah, dude, if I was in Bangladesh, I'd play.
Like Bangladesh?
If I was Somalia and needed somebody to come play for their five-man roster, I would be there. You
know? All right, fair enough, fair enough. So what do you think about Great Falls so far?
I love it. I like it a lot. I heard I'm not going to like it in a couple months, but it is what it is, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody thinks when, you know, they think about the winters around here, they think it's like a all winter long. And actually, it's not. Most of the winter is fairly mild. It's we have little short stretches.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times if we get the snow will be melted in a couple of days because the sun's glaring, you know.
Yeah. I'm just here for the snow anyways.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen real good snow.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see it.
Then,
It's just when it hits 40, 50 below, then it's, you know, and the wind's blowing about 30 miles an hour.
I won't want to see it as much, but I'm sure it'll still be kind of cool.
Are you planning on exploring any more of the mountains around here, or are you going
to? I'd like to. If I find myself out there, you know, I'd be happy. But the schedule we got coming up is pretty tight.
So yeah.
I don't think I'd make it out before, you know, it gets real cold, but. If I do, I do.
Well, you know, I mean, winter sports around here is pretty big. You know, I mean,
yeah,
there's several places you can go rent snowshoes and stuff like that and go.
I've been told to go skiing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go down there to.
Go skiing, snowboarding.
Yep. 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 Go down there to Kings Hill, down there to Belts. They got a good ski hill down there.
Yeah.
At least I've been told. I wouldn't know. I've never been on snow skis.
Me neither.
I grew up water skiing, so.
Yeah, that's what we got down back home.
Yep.
We don't own a boat, but we have fun.
Yep. So what do you like to do outside of hockey?
I like books. I like little models, you know, Legos. There's these little cars, trucks. They use plastic. You got to, like, glue them together and stuff. I like those. Skateboard. I'm active. I like video games. I don't know. I just take it day by day, pretty much.
Kind of books.
Yeah. Philosophy. I like a lot of like Stoicism stuff. Epictetus, Socrates. Blanking on the others right now.
All the good Greek thinkers.
Yeah. All the ones telling you everything's not in all in your head. You can control what you can control, stuff like that.
Do you find an opportunity to use that kind of knowledge in your everyday life?
Oh yeah. Especially like in hockey, I feel like it goes hand in hand. Like just, I don't know, being a stoic and not letting things get to you, but just being completely present and there. I feel like it goes hand in hand.
So for the fans that aren't familiar with that type of philosophy, what is the basic premise of Stoicism?
So it's not tough to explain. I'm just going to find words. It's like, you can control what you can only control, and your emotions are something that you can control. So your way you perceive things is, it's up to you, basically. And the way,
didn't mean to put you on the spot like that.
No, you didn't. It's tough for me to explain, I guess. But like, I understand it. I like to compare it to the ocean. Like how things roll. Like you can be a rock in the ocean. Water just rolls right over you because you're a rock. You're not part of the ocean. But like, I don't know, applying it in life, it's a good way to like keep yourself on track. And
So how does it apply in hockey?
Well, not letting the little things get to you, and I don't know, being present and actually battling, and I don't know, like a lot of hockey is battling for a spot and like trying to battle the guy next to you and prove yourself and prove that you're like belong to be there. And I feel like stoicism is a way that help reinforces the like just keep going and keep doing what you need to do, because that is what you can control. And just like sticking to that and knowing that things like good things will come when you stick to your path.
Okay.
That's kind of the way I see it.
Okay. If you had an opportunity Not sure. I think the mic's died on us.
No way.
Yeah. So, if you had an opportunity to sit down to dinner with anybody in history, living or dead, and have a conversation with them, who would it be?
Just one person?
Yeah, just one person. Just a one-on-one basic. Just, you know.
I don't know. Probably somebody like Alexander the Great. I would want to pick his brain. Why are you 22? That's kind of wild. And I feel like he would be cool to talk to.
Okay. What about him most impresses you?
The age he was when he conquered the entire Middle East. I forget what sea it was. Mediterranean, I think. Just, I don't know. Being 22 and doing that, I'm 20 right now. I feel like that's way off my belt. So, I don't know. Things were different. I would want to talk to him.
Oh, it was definitely different.
See what was what.
At 22 back then, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, that's probably equal to 40 nowadays.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, considering, you know, growing up the way he did with, you know, wasn't his father Philip of Macedon?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he grew up in kind of a violent culture and learned to be a soldier before he was probably 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that has a big effect on how you perceive the world and how you go into the world and what you're going to do in the world.
Yeah.
What do you think your biggest takeaway from it would be though? That you could use for yourself?
I don't know. Probably something about composure. I feel like you'd have to have a lot of composure to be in his position. And to have that many people follow you, which is, it's kind of crazy, but would be like, how do you get that many people to say, okay, let's go do this? How do you get that many people to be on your side?
Yeah, well, I can definitely see that. But then again, back then, you know, the soldiers probably didn't have much of a choice.
Oh, yeah, no, this character must have been insane.
Microphones are trying to die on us, so we're probably going to have to end this here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Mom and dad, yeah.
What's their names?
Pete and Julie. Not in the same way. My name is Julie, you know, so. I don't know. Just the family. As most of us do. I don't know. I'm having fun.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Well, Pete and Julie, we're thankful that you allowed him to come up here and play for us. We definitely enjoy watching him play. He's definitely made himself an integral part
of him already.
And, folks, but my microphones are dying on me, so this might be a little spotty here and there. But once again, thanks, Mercer, for
being on.
I think we're I'm hoping this part gets caught on here because the microphones are dead. But you have yourself a good night, Mercer. And
yeah.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.